Easter is the greatest and the most important feast in our church. It marks the birthday of our eternal hope. Easter literally means the feast of fresh flowers. We celebrate with pride and jubilation for three reasons. The resurrection of Jesus is the basis of our Christian faith. The resurrection is the greatest of all miracles. It proves that Jesus is God. That is why St. Paul writes, "If Christ had not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. And if Christ had not been raised, then your faith is a delusion, and you are still lost in your sin." Secondly, Easter is a guarantee of our own resurrection. As Jesus assured Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies." Finally, Easter is a feast that gives us hope and encouragement. In this world of pain and sorrow and tears, Easter reminds us that life is worth living. It is our belief that the real presence of the risen Jesus in our souls, in his first church, in this church, and in the Blessed Sacrament that we celebrate at Mass. This threefold acclamation of our faith takes place in a year in which the church has declared a Eucharistic revival, a day which we celebrate the most profound gift and the promise of new life. And we are trying to resurrect people's understanding of that sacrament of Jesus' body and his blood. If the data that they give us is true, that means two out of three of you sitting here do not believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Today is a day that can all change. But first, you must believe that on this feast day, we celebrate that God conquered death. That although we witnessed that he died on the cross and we waited, we proclaim that offering that cross as a condition which leads to the empty tomb. We call these events the Paschal Mystery. And we call it a mystery for several reasons. The main one being that God chose to offer his Son to suffer and die, only to resurrect him. We also call it a mystery because, in a way, we have all endured what Jesus has endured. We do not have to live long to experience suffering and death in our lives. And we often, in an inexplicable event, cry out to God, "Why?" God's answer to all of humankind's suffering is sharing. That God has walked and is walking through us through our human suffering, and he has not abandoned us even in our darkest hour. That light always overcomes darkness. And perhaps that's the third part of the mystery, that as God shared with us in his life, death, and resurrection of his only Son, we too, as you are doing right now, are sharing in your own suffering, death, and resurrection. Every one of us must not forget when we are what we are experiencing on Good Friday, there is always an Easter to come. And for some who come here in deep grief, that can be hard to believe. The Paschal Mystery, Easter, tells us that death, embraced with love, does not lead to death, but life. And with each celebration of the Eucharist, we are professing the Paschal Mystery once again.